This is Gab with Pab, a pop culture podcast about whatever we want it to be about. We're your hosts, Gab and Pab. I'm Pab.
Hey, and I'm Gab.
Today we'll be talking about...
Roe versus Wade.
As a man, I am just going to shut the fuck up on this episode. Gabby, take it away.
I cannot believe that we are going back, like, so far in history with this. I know people think that it's about, you know, Roe versus Wade is about abortion. They think, oh, you were a whore. You went and had sex. You got pregnant. You don't want it. You know, you're a horrible person. You're murdering a baby. It is so much more than that. It is that rape victim. And I'm going to just put it out there that's what happened to me. And I lived in a state where it was already very difficult to get that kind of medical care. And now there's just people all over this, like, what is this country? We say that we are the freest country in the world, and yet women can't even decide what to do with their own goddamn uteruses. Like, it's wild to me. It is so wild that anybody that is female presenting would be okay with this. Since they even talked about it, like, since this has even come up, I've been just ferociously trying to figure out what I'm going to do with my life, because I do not want to raise my children in a country that does not value the people who birthed it. I'm giving birth to these children, and I have no rights over my own goddamn body. And I'm pissed. I'm frustrated. I'm mad. And what can we do? You know, I can protest. I can protest till I'm shot with rubber bullets and my eye comes out, or I'm tear gassed till my face is, you know, burnt off. Like, I can do that. And I mean, during the BLM movement and all of that in 2020, we saw what the government will do to people who are trying to fight for what they feel is right. And the thing is, like, with this situation, you don't feel it's right, then don't do it. Then don't get an abortion. You want to die from an ectopic pregnancy, and you want to die from there are so many complications that happen. And in this modern world, the reason why women do not die during childbirth and do not die during pregnancy is because we have all of these medical advances. But this is one of those advances that has been literally taken away from us. And if that's the risk you want to take, that is your bodily autonomy to do so. But there are some of us who have other things we want to live for. And the thing with this is, it's not just going to stop at abortion. If they can overturn this, they can overturn just about anything. Fuck. I don't get how women, people who identify as female could be so, like, I don't get it. I do not get it. Obviously, this is more than just that. Like I just said, it's more than just abortion. There's other things happening behind it. But I feel like I'm in a society where I am not being married off and somebody is being given my dowry. I don't need a man in this society. And I am a single mother of two children, and I am struggling. Now, are you going to fault me for being an adult person that likes sex? I like sex, and then maybe there's a mishap with birth control, or there's a mishap with condoms. And now you're putting me in a position to where not only can I not take care of myself, I cannot take care of a third child. And people don't care about that. It's not fair that women are the one that are dealing with this. It's not men. Even if it was all of us who lost our autonomy, if it was all of us, you know, men, women, all of us, you know, yes, it would suck, but at least there would be a little bit of fairness to it. Right now, men can get a woman pregnant. I'm going to be explicit here. How many times a day can a man ejaculate? All of those times that he can ejaculate, he can get somebody pregnant. And meanwhile, I can't take care of it if I'm with some man who doesn't care about what's happening to me. I can't protect myself. It's bullshit. I've literally been drinking and crying since Friday. Like, I don't know. I don't know how anybody can look at this and think that this is right. This is, and then they're basing it on religious views. Not everybody in this country is religious. And the whole point of this country being founded was that people had the freedom to choose what religion they practice. So why am I being punished for a Christian belief? Why are laws being made about my body based on a Christian belief when not everybody in this country is a Christian person? Laws should be non-biased.
What's your final thought, Gabby?
I think that this has gone so far that miscarriages are even going to be, in some states, are going to be considered criminal. And again, as somebody who has had a miscarriage, some of those things are not your fault. This is just fucked up. It's not right. And I can't get into anybody's brain that thinks that this is a good thing. And that's all.
I want to add that, yes, as a man, we should shut up and listen right now and hear, you know, kind of the anger and the pain coming from women. But also, when we see the stuff getting worse, the things getting bad out there, we need to speak up and be supportive, join the march, join the fight. We will be sharing links to the best abortion funds we can find in the show notes for this episode. I hope that you'll donate. Anything else you want to add, Gabby?
Give a fuck about your sisters and your mothers and your cousins and your friend down the street. Give a fuck about them. Men, women, everybody. Just give a fuck about them, because you never know what anybody's going through. And healthcare should be available to people who need it.
Thank you for listening to Gab with Pab. We're still figuring out our publishing schedule, so be sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next episodes. And follow us on social media at Gab with Pab. See you next time.